The U.S.-Mexico border is a place where cultures meet, collide, and even merge. It's also a place often drenched in political rhetoric. Policy decisions impact people's lives, and the best people to talk about it are those who live it. Kari Lenander is with Border Servant Corps in Las Cruces, New Mexico. She's in Sioux Falls Friday, November 9th for a presentation about living out your faith along the border. And she joins us now on the phone. Kari, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
Tell us a little bit about the organization Border Servant Corps.
So Border Servant Corps is an organization that currently serves as a temporary hospitality center for families who are refugees who are arriving on the southern border of the United States. We operate as a temporary center with Annunciation House, which is an organization based in El Paso, a few miles down the road, who serves as the primary hospitality center in the area. So we are one of the centers that welcomes families on a regular basis.
So how are you welcoming them? I mean, what kind of families are we talking about? What process have they gone through is the heart of my question to get to you.
Yeah. So families have come predominantly from the Northern Triangle in Central America, from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. And they've made their way up to the United States. Most of the families that we receive have crossed at a port of entry and asked for asylum or seeking refuge. They've then been processed by Border Patrol. And a few days later, or sometimes a couple weeks later, are then released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to different hospitality centers in the area, which are predominantly faith-based centers and organizations that are in the region. So what we do is we let the predominant organization know how many families we can receive, and the families are dropped off on a bus to us by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And our job then is to provide people basic hospitality. People have already been background checked. They have documents stating that they are currently able to be here and are just pending a date when they will check in with immigration located closest to where their sponsor lives in the United States. People already have sponsors, and so then our job is to help connect them with their sponsor. They make travel arrangements, so either flying by bus or train or sometimes plane to get to where their sponsor lives, and then their continued immigration process will happen from that day forward, wherever their sponsor is located in the United States.
Tell me what kind of condition they arrive in, physically, mentally.
A lot of our families have had very long, very stressful journeys. We receive, I say families because they're family units that we receive. Our personal hospitality center has not received either single adults or single children. We only receive family units. So it's a single parent with one or sometimes two children. They arrive with almost nothing when they get off the bus. Most of our families walk in with only the clothes on their backs and the papers, the documentation that they have received about their further immigration proceedings. And beyond that, sometimes families have a little bit of money. Sometimes there may be a change of clothes, usually maybe for the kiddo. And beyond that, there's almost nothing. A lot of our families have arrived, particularly because they've had a long journey and, you know, sleeping and diet and exercise and everything is certainly different from when they left their home country. And so we give people medical attention because especially if, you know, you've been traveling around a lot of people, we give people food. People are relieved. One of the first things that we say to people when they arrive is that you are now in a church. You're no longer being held in a holding facility, and so you're in a church. Everyone around you is a volunteer. We're here to help you with all of your basic needs. You'll get food and clothing. You'll get a shower, and we're going to call your families. And I'm one of the people. I do the welcome with our families, and then I help the families make the travel arrangements as well. So when we call the sponsor, we also let the sponsor know that your family has been released from holding with ICE, and they're now able to travel to your destination. And we give the families a little bit of an opportunity to talk with their sponsor. And often it's a family member who lives here. Sometimes it's an aunt or a cousin. And the first things that people ask, of course, is, how are you doing? And it's not uncommon that people break down in tears. And the first thing they say is, I'm in a church now. I've had a warm meal, and we have a place to sleep, and I get a shower. And so I think people are in the place. We have really, really resilient, wonderful families that come to our door, and that we're able to welcome. And it's certainly been a really challenging journey for everyone. You know, people don't.
Yeah, sorry, Kari, in our remaining, we just have about a minute left. I want to make sure to get to this because your presentation on Friday at noon in Sioux Falls is at the Killarney Crossing Community Room. That's on West 58th Street. And so I want to make sure you have an opportunity to talk about what people in South Dakota, people who are going to come to that presentation to learn, what can they do to help the organization that you work for?
Yeah, so we'll talk at that presentation a little bit more about, you know, what's happening in the Borderlands region, and we'll talk about everything from what donations are needed, what items are needed, and also people come down and volunteer and help out for as little as a week and much longer than that. And so we'll just give an opportunity for people to ask questions. We have some items that families have brought with them that we've brought up here to show people. And we'll just have an opportunity to have a conversation with anyone who's interested in learning a bit more.
Kari Linander is with Border Servant Corps in Las Cruces, New Mexico. She's in Sioux Falls Friday, November 9th, for her presentation that's at noon at Killarney Crossing Community Room. That's at 4313 West 58th. Kari, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Lori.